Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 658 and today I want to share with you two thoughts. The first thought is this, and it's by Stephen King, funnily enough, an extremely well-celebrated author. The scariest moment is always just before you start. And once the decision, and the decision to start to actually put action towards it, right? Because you've got to remember, decision is the opposite of incision, which is to cut away. So you cut out all the options and you make a decision. I'm going down this path rather than you just looking at all the options. So incision's to cut in, decision's to cut out. And so once that decision is made, it is common to actually have less anxiety around the situation at hand, less I suppose cloudiness of mind, and also indecision, obviously, where you're umming and ahhing around what to do. Once you've made the actual decision and there isn't another option and you're going towards it, then all that goes to the side a fair bit more, and you're more focused on moving forward now that you've made the decision. So the scariest moment is always just before you start. But I also want to couple it with this, because I'm sure there's people listening, people around the world, that have struggled with this notion. I know I have at times, and I still catch myself today struggling with certain aspects of moving forward in certain areas. And this was shared by Diamond Physiques J on Instagram, which is worth checking out. You are not for everyone. Get used to it. People will criticize you and bring you down. Get used to it. Every day, wake up and have fun. Being alive is amazing. The right people will adore you. Give them your best. Right? Let's look at the start and the end of that, because that's really what matters. Besides, of course, every day, wake up and have fun. But you are not for everyone. The right people will adore you. Give them your best. If you are concerned of any sort of criticism about moving forward with where you're at and where you want to go, at the moment, that criticism is actually living in your mind. It's not real. Yet, it feels real because we give it life. And so the offer and the opportunity is to go find out what's real. And we have to remember, we don't have to, but it helps a lot to remember that people's opinion, and they may be really close people, and maybe they're people that we care so much about that we actually care about what they think. We've handed over our power, so to speak, and we're not in our power making the decision about what's best for us as an individual and therefore the community. We've given them this power over us, and they haven't even fucking said a word. And so we're sitting in this frozen still state, playing out all of the possibilities of how it could go wrong and who's going to actually abandon you. Meanwhile, you're abandoning you. You've already abandoned you. You've abandoned what's true for you and what's real for you and what's important for you. And if we had a world that people were doing that, it would be a completely different world. And so this is courageous. This is brave when we have the audacity, right, and tenacity to get after what's important for us. It doesn't mean that that's selfish, and some people struggle with this. They go, it is, it's selfish, and that's what I struggle with. However, they don't realize that putting their life in a space where they're continually attempting to appease and control other people's emotions, because that's what we're doing, right? I'll behave this way so you're happy. That's actually controlling. Because we're not in charge of their happiness, so it's this weird codependent like relationship going on, that how selfish that is, that you think you're the corner of this person's emotions. That person is their own human being operating in their own matrix of reality. And when we can understand that, by making the decision to move forward on what's important for us, we're not actually stopping them from enjoying life. We're allowing them to step out of their own matrix to see, and whether they do this or not, but to see the restrictions they have, the conditions they have on their mental experience, their emotional, their physical, and their mental experience of this thing we call life. And so when we decide to go after what it is, when we set boundaries and back ourselves, It actually allows everyone else around us to do the same. If our limiting of ourselves is occurring, what you're also consequently doing is helping to limit the people around you. And so it's just a bunch of limiting people that are limiting each other based upon other people's limitations. When we can break free of that, we actually liberate, not limitate, so to speak. So in order to put the burden of everybody else's expectations aside and live our life based on our own and find out what's possible for us to lean into our potential, you simultaneously allow everyone else to do the same. You're now an example rather than simply just being a condition. So the key message of this podcast is, if you find yourself in that frozen state where you want to do something but you're afraid of what those around you may say, you're not put on this earth to please people. It may sound weird sometimes because our behaviors may influence those around us and how they respond and react to the world around us, but that's their matrix and their reality. It's not the reality and it's not true. And maybe by changing our boundaries, we're upsetting the people who have needed us to have no boundaries in the first place in order for them to like us. Therefore, they don't really like us. They like the convenience of us. So on that note, team, I'm done. If you found this podcast beneficial, it would mean the world to me. If you would pass on to someone else who you think would also find it beneficial. And if you haven't already, you can grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, anywhere online that sells books, or at alphathetaflow.com if you'd like one, personally signed by me. If you're an athlete, a coach, or a high performer, and you're wanting to find out how to find your flow, then check out alphathetaflow.com and get in touch, because I'd love to have a chat with you. But that's it from me. Big love. Peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.